for him, obviously. It's a tough situation, him not getting into a ton of games. So, hopefully he's able to go there and contribute. He was always a great guy in the locker room. So, he'll be missed in here.
Did you grow up watching trade deadline coverage?
Yeah, I think it's always exciting, to see the speculation and what happens. Obviously, it's a little different now that you're a part of it. And, seeing Laddie get dealt, it's always a different feeling when you have guys going from your dressing room. But, yeah, growing up, I always watched it.
What makes it different as a player, other than seeing friends move along? Do you have any personal concerns yourself or worries that you may have gone?
No, I don't think personally I was too concerned. But, the guys have families. It's tough to see guys get uprooted. I think, as the general public, you're always looking for your teams to make trades. And, you don't really think about the different repercussions that, guys have to move their kids. There's been a couple times where, I remember growing up, my dad was traded on my brother's birthday. That was a tough one when we were younger to kind of understand that we had to move and stuff. So, yeah, I think once you get here and you get close bonds with them, it's always tough to say goodbye to other guys in the dressing room.
What happens now? Do you go and jump on and watch TV to see what your competitors have gained or lost on a day like today?
I think Twitter keeps you pretty up to date. So, I'll check Twitter once in a while. And Mark's a pretty big hockey fan, so I'll be with him for most of the day, so he'll keep me up to date, too.
You had a lot of games coming up here in the month of March. February was no easy time for your team either, but just a thought on getting ready for 15 or 16 games here.
Yeah, it's a different animal. I think in February that we didn't play a large number of games. It was just a ton of travel, and, that's always tough when you're switching time zones and you're spending a lot of time on the plane to make sure you're getting the proper rest. And now here, playing games every other day, it's going to be important that on the off days we take care of ourselves. And we know it's an important time for us to, start building some consistency within our game, moving forward and looking to the future, not only for this year, but for years ahead.
What did you learn from Florida there last week that you'll bring back into this return matchup here tomorrow?
They got a lot of speed and a lot of skill, I think. They have some lines that are really good at controlling the puck, and they have some D that like to jump up in the rush. And, you get in that run-and-gun style that we kind of got into with Pittsburgh. It's not going to work out well for us. So we know we're going to have to be hard on them. They have some smaller skilled players that you got to take away their time and space. And then, some of their new guys maybe trying to jump on them. They're getting used to these new systems. So, maybe we can capitalize on some mistakes there.
How do you try and stop Jágr?
That's a tough question. I think they've been asking that for 22 years now. He's a tremendous player. He protects the puck so well, and he's got such a good stick that he's able to create turnovers and create second and third chances by just poking pucks loose for his line mates. And the deception that he still has, he's still a fluid skater. Obviously, he has lost a step, but that hasn't really affected his game at all. I think you saw what he did to us when we were down in Florida, that he's able to get his stick on and pucks in front of the net to redirect one and then get a rebound and just chip it up in. So, yeah, he's a tough player to stop.
Let me take you back to the